Chapter 7. July. Huh. Sunday, the 2nd of July. Weight, 8 stone 10. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 0. Calories, 995. 7:45 a.m. Mum just rang. Oh, hello, darling, she said. Guess what? I'll just go into the other room, I said. I looked nervously over towards Daniel. Then I took the phone into the next room. My mother kept on talking. Hello? Oh, hello, darling. Guess what? She said again. What? I asked. Una and Geoffrey are having a fancy dress party in the garden on the 29th of July. Don't you think that's fun? Anyway, we thought it would be super if you and... She paused. Daniel could come. We all want to meet him. I don't think Daniel would really want to... I began.
What's going on? Asked Daniel. He was standing naked in the doorway. Who are you talking to?
My mother, I said, out of the corner of my mouth.
Give it to me, he said, taking the phone.
Mrs. Jones, he said, in his most charming voice.
It's Daniel here. It's very early for a phone call on a Sunday morning. What can we do for you?
He looked at me while she chatted for a few seconds. Then he turned back to the phone.
Well, that will be lovely. I shall put the date in my diary. Now we'd better get back and get some sleep. Goodbye.
He turned to me.
You see, he said, you just have to be firm. That's all.
Saturday, the 22nd of July. Weight, 8 stone 11. Must lose some. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 7. Calories, 1,562. I'm really excited about Daniel coming to the fancy dress party with me next Saturday. It will be a beautiful hot day. Maybe we could even have another mini break and stay in a pub or a hotel without televisions in the bedrooms. I'm really looking forward to Daniel meeting my dad. I hope he likes him. Friday, the 28th of July. Weight, 8 stone 12. Must go on a diet tomorrow. Alcohol units, 1. Cigarettes, 8. Calories, 345. Daniel was really sweet tonight and helped me choose my costume for the party. I'm going to dress up as a bunny girl with a tight black costume, stockings, 2 rabbit ears and a white bunny tail. Sometimes I think Daniel cares about me a lot. Ooh, I'm so looking forward to tomorrow. Saturday, the 29th of July. Weight, 8 stone 11. Alcohol units, 7. Cigarettes, 8. Calories, 6,245. 2 p.m. I cannot believe what has happened. By 1 p.m., Daniel had still not woken up, and I was starting to worry because the party starts at 2:30. At last, I woke him with a cup of coffee. I thought you needed to wake up because we're supposed to be there at 2:30, I said.
Where? He asked.
The fancy dress party.
Oh, God, Bridget. Listen, I've got a lot of work to do this weekend. I'm really going to have to stay at home and do it. I couldn't believe it.
He promised to come. Now nobody at the party will believe that I have a boyfriend. 10 p.m. I cannot believe what has happened to me today. I drove to the Elkenbury's in my bunny girl costume and parked outside the house. I could hear voices coming from the garden. As I started to walk across the lawn, I realized that all the ladies were wearing normal skirts and dresses, and the men were wearing ordinary trousers and jumpers. Everybody was staring at me. Then Una Alconbury came across the lawn.
Bridget, it's lovely to see you. Come and have a drink.
I thought it was supposed to be a fancy dress party, I said.
Oh dear, didn't Geoffrey call you? She said. We changed our minds. We're all looking forward to meeting your boyfriend, she said, looking around. Where is he?
He had to work, I said very quietly.
How's my Bridget? Said Uncle Geoffrey.
He was drunk.
Why is your boyfriend working on a Saturday? Asked Una. That's not a very good excuse, is it? How are you going to get married like this?
I could feel someone's eyes on me and looked up to see Mark Darcy. He was staring at my bunny tail. Beside him was Natasha, the tall, thin girl who had been at the party for Kafka's motorbike. She was wearing a pretty summer dress and had sunglasses on her head.
Have you come from another party? She asked, looking me up and down.
Actually, I'm just on my way to work, I said. Mark smiled and looked away.
Hello, darling, said my mother, hurrying towards us in a bright blue dress. What are you wearing, Bridget?
She went away towards Julio. I quickly looked around for Dad, but I couldn't see him. I saw Mark Darcy talking to Una and looking at me. Then Una came hurrying across.
Bridget, I'm so sorry about the mix-up over the fancy dress, she said. Mark said you must be feeling very uncomfortable. Would you like to borrow a dress to wear?
Una gave me a bridesmaid's dress that had belonged to her daughter. I put it on over my bunny girl costume. Later, Una was talking to me when Mark came up.
What a pity Bridget couldn't bring her boyfriend, she said. What's his name, Bridget? Daniel, is it? Your mother says he's one of these smart young publishers.
Daniel Cleaver? Asked Mark Darcy. Yes, it is, actually, I said.
Is he a friend of yours, Mark? Asked Una.
Absolutely not, said Mark.
Ooh, I hope he's good enough for our Bridget, said Una.
I think I could say again, absolutely not, said Mark. But Una wasn't listening. She went away. I suppose you think it's okay to say bad things about my boyfriend to my parents' friends, I said to Mark. You only did it because you're jealous. Mark stared at me with a shocked look on his face. Are you suggesting that I'm jealous of Daniel Cleaver? He said. Because of you?
No, not because of me, I said.
Mark, darling, said Natasha, coming across the lawn, come and talk to your mother. Just take care of yourself, that's all, Mark said to me, and tell your mum to look after herself as well. He looked over towards Mum and Julio. I left the party shortly afterwards. I sat in my car for a few minutes smoking a cigarette before I felt calm enough to drive. When I got back to London, I decided to go round and see Daniel. I rang the doorbell of Daniel's flat. There was no answer. I rang the doorbell again. Still no answer. Then I looked up at the window and saw Daniel's face. I smiled, waved at him, and pointed to the door. His face disappeared. I waited. Then I rang the doorbell again. At last, Daniel's voice said on the entry phone system,
Hi, Bridge. I'm just on the phone to America. Can I meet you in the pub in 10 minutes?
OK, I said happily, and started walking towards the pub. When I reached the corner, I turned round. Daniel was at the window again, watching me. Why was he watching me? Why hadn't he answered the door first time? Why didn't he let me come up straight away? Suddenly, I knew the answer. He was with a woman. I went back to his flat and rang the doorbell again. Let me in, I said when he answered.
I told you, I'm on the phone.
Let me in, Daniel, I said. Just open the door. At last, Daniel let me in. I knew there was a woman in Daniel's house. I just knew. We stood looking at each other in the sitting room. What have you got on? Asked Daniel. A bridesmaid's dress, I said. I had forgotten I was wearing Una's daughter's dress.
Would you like a drink? Asked Daniel.
Yes, please, I said. A cup of tea. Daniel went into the kitchen. As soon as he left the room, I started searching. I looked behind the sofa and in the cupboards.
What are you doing? Said Daniel, coming back.
Nothing, I said quickly. I thought I might have left my skirt behind the sofa. Daniel went away. I went out of the living room to the bathroom. I locked the door and searched that too. Then I went into Daniel's bedroom. Daniel was there holding up a pair of jeans.
Bridge, he said. What are you doing in here?
I came in here to look for you, I said.
I'll go and make the tea, he said.
He pushed me out of the bedroom and shut the door. I walked ahead of him back to the kitchen. Suddenly, I saw the door which led up to the terrace on the roof. I opened the door, ran up the stairs, and opened the door at the top. There, spread out on a sunbed, was a golden, long-legged, naked woman. She raised her head, lifted her sunglasses, and looked at me with one eye closed. I heard Daniel coming up the stairs behind me.
Honey, said the woman in an American accent, looking over my head at him. I thought you said she was thin.